Hi, everyone. I'm Scott Goodman from Boswell Engineering, the area field manager for this project, and Boswell Engineering, the consultant engineering for the town. I'm going to be heading up this project as far as all the oversight to try to make sure it goes as smoothly as possible. With us also, we have Gary Jeffis, Lieutenant Martin Morita, and Amalia Farrow from AJM, who's the contractor for this project. So I'm meeting with everyone today because I just want to go over the actual work project process and how this is going to be affecting everyone. So first off, it sounds as if the concrete work is going to be starting the first week of May. So you may see some slowdowns. It shouldn't be affecting your work too much. Anyone that has double driveways, some of the driveways might be getting replaced. We'll make sure that we replace one at a time. If there are any single-use driveways, we'll be replacing one half at a time. We'll make sure that the contractor reaches out to each of the individual businesses just to make sure that you're well informed. And we also talked about potentially creating some type of email list that might be up on the company website, or sort of the town website, that you can post your email, that I'll make sure to give everyone updates as the project progresses. So again, the concrete's really not going to be affecting you too much, and the few instances where it will make sure that you are well informed. During the milling process of the road, we're actually going to be removing the asphalt. We're going to be working on one half of the road at a time. There might be some momentary shutdowns for maybe a few hours, but it will not be shutting you down for the whole day. Again, we'll make sure to give you as much notice as we can, try to give you a general time frame. But again, the milling will be the first time there's any type of minor disruption, which we will do our best to work with the businesses. The paving process is where everything's going to become a little more difficult, as we will have to shut down the road. We are planning on doing it in several different phases. So, John, if you want to pull up the first slide. So this is the first phase that we're planning on doing. This will be done during a weekday. Essentially, we're going to be doing there's a hard closure and a soft closure. Hard closure means the road is completely closed from that portion. It is not accessible at all. That is indicated in red. We have what we call a soft closure, which means there will be a sign up and some traffic cones indicating that the road is closed. However, the businesses will be able to go down and access that. We'll be able to go all the way up to where it's showing the red line. We also have a orange hashed area indicating where we'll have officers that we're going to have to use alternating traffic pattern. So all the businesses in the lower section, specifically looking at, is that the Burlington?
Over here.
The Burlington. Yes, so they will be able to access down Enterprise Avenue South, come up Hart's Way, and then with the assistance of alternating traffic, be able to access their business. The two sections which will be mostly affected, we have 1111 Secaucus Road will not be able to access via Secaucus Road. However, it does appear that there is an access through Hart's Way. They might need to do some type of alteration as far as the parking of the trailers. So if you need to touch base with us, but ultimately that is how you will have to be providing access during that time. The other section which will be affected is 915 Secaucus Road. The access to the loading docks does not appear that it will be accessible from Secaucus Road. However, there is access through Hart's Way. So again, we'll let you know when that occurs. We're not 100% sure if that will be affecting deliveries, if you were able to make that swing, but Secaucus Road will not be accessible at that time. All other sections you can see in the green, you will be able to access your business with no other interruption. John, can you go to slide two, please? So this is the second phase, which ultimately is going to be picking up where we left off and going up to Restaurant Depot. Restaurant Depot has two entrances. So during this phase, it will be closing one of the entrances. However, it will still be accessible coming off of County Avenue. Again, you see the, you know, we have the hard and soft closures. Most businesses will be able to be accessed. Now, all the businesses that are off of Enterprise Avenue South and Metro Way will need to use the alternating traffic that comes off of Hearts. John, if you just want to zoom out and bring us a little to the left. So you see, you'll basically have to take Hearts Way down. There'll be an officer in that orange section that will do alternating traffic to allow access to Metro Way and the lower section. Also, we have, that is 755 Secaucus Road. They will not have access through Secaucus Road. However, it does appear that there is some type of entryway on Enterprise Avenue South. And again, you can reach out to me if this is inaccurate, but it does appear that there's a gate that can be opened to access the business. And then as we'll go to our third slide now, John.
These one-day closures.
I'm sorry, yes.
Stress.
Yes, I'm sorry. These are, each of these are only one day. This is one day. So this is the one section where we realize that there is not alternate access. Ultimately, we have made a decision to perform this work on a Saturday. So we will be doing the paying for the premium time to do it, hopefully during non-working hours. All those businesses, essentially, again, Restaurant Depot will have the one entrance, but beyond Restaurant Depot up to County Avenue, the whole road will be shut down for that day, which will be on a Saturday. We'll make sure that you get email blasts, that you have plenty of notice ahead of time. But ultimately, this is the three phases that we have come up with. And at this time, if anyone has anything else, I can open up the floor to questions.
Okay, so I'm not seeing anyone with Q&A. I am seeing a hand raise, so I'm going to go ahead and allow them to talk. This is going to be Mark.
Mark, can you hear us?
Yep. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
Maybe not.
Okay. I think Mark's question, Mark, if you want to type it, I think his question is, are these all one day phases?
Yes. Yes. Each of the phases, phase one and two, will be one day during the week. It will essentially be a closure starting at approximately 7 a.m. and will potentially last into the night.
Not only completion,
since there's a heavy truck traffic, it might be going through the night. So I would not anticipate being able to access it until the early morning the following day.
Okay, we have a few more Q&A questions. What is the time frame?
Again, we believe that we're and the concrete should be starting the first week of May. It's potentially 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, and then followed by the milling and paving. The milling process, we're assuming probably be about 2 to 3 days. Again, we'll be doing it one side then the other, and then it'll be 3 days of paving.
So we're looking at the beginning of June, end of May, beginning of June.
Yes.
Just to reiterate what Scott said, everybody will be notified before the work gets done, so it's not a surprise to anybody. So you can make any arrangements that you need to, or you can get in touch with us and we'll help you.
again, we'll make sure that everything is up on the town website, that we should have a link for any type of updates, including if you want to be added to add any type of email. I'll make sure that you get an email blast for any type of updates that will be coming out.
Okay, next question is, how long will each phase be shut for? I believe that's already been answered, but if you want to reiterate that.
Yeah, basically from 7 a.m. It will start, and then into the late morning. Again, I would assume probably 24 hours for each phase, just to be safe, until the next morning that will not be accessible.
Okay, next question, the photos in the slide, can they be emailed to us?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that that the slides are also put up on the website, but also if we, once we get that email list set up, I'll make sure that anyone that requests it can also have a copy of the slides.
So just so you know, everyone, ccaucusnj.gov/roads is going to be the URL that you're going to want to go to for anything related to this. We'll have the slides up there probably later today. And anything, any updated information, we're going to get up on ccaucusnj.gov/roads. Okay, are you going to be mailing the schedule to the businesses? Are you going to be mailing the schedule out to the businesses? Is the next question we have.
I mean, we are trying to avoid having to do mailings. It's one of the reasons that we kind of set this meeting up, and we did the hand flyers. We are trying to do this virtually, simply because of the number of businesses, and then to give a quick turnaround. You know, I don't want to mail something out and it's going to take 3 days, and that information might not be as relevant. So we please ask that if you can try to do everything virtually through email.
Yeah, and also anything that goes out by email is also going to be put up on that ccaucusnj.gov/roads webpage. So it's going to be in multiple spots. Phase two is approximately what day? Jimmy Jazz e-commerce across from Century 21 looks to be inaccessible. That is our main loading dock, and there is no alternate access to that side of the lot. So phase two, approximately what day?
Again, it will be one day during the week. When we get a little closer, we'll be able to give you an exact date. The only thing we know right now is phase one and two will be a weekday, phase three is Saturday. If you have a specific question and you would like to meet with me regarding any issues, send an email to that address. I will reach out to you personally, and we can kind of go over the specific individual needs that you might have.
Okay. Anyone that's asking about the website, it's currently live. There's no information on there. That is correct. ccaucusnj.gov/roads. And I'm going to put that in the chat in 1 minute. So you all can copy that. Currently there's nothing on there because all the information is just coming out now. And that is, as I said, currently live. For Restaurant Depot, how many trucks access the receiving entry? For Restaurant Depot, how will my trucks access the receiving entrance? We receive about 25 trucks a day.
Again, Restaurant Depot, we're making sure that they have one access at a time. I want to go back to that one slide. And I believe they do probably access that one side probably more than the other. You'll always have access as far as the trucks actually having to come in. They may have to access that east entrance. So you'll always have entry, but how do they get out? So
same way. We're going to have one way in, one way out.
Yes. Yeah.
So for Restaurant Depot, it looks like on the weekday, we're going to shut down the west side of the driveway entrance. It'll always be accessible from the east side on that day. Conversely, when we go to phase three on a Saturday, that west side will be open. So people won't be able to access it from County Road or County Avenue, but they'll be able to access it through the Meadowlands Parkway entrance.
Okay. Again, if you have further concerns, feel free to send me an email and I can meet you individually.
Can we get time, schedule, and maps later? I assume that's what's going to be put on the website and also sent out by email.
Yeah, this is just preliminary, giving you what's coming. We'll make sure that all the information is available, and when we have better dates, you will be informed.
Okay. Join late, audio poor. Are the charts and schedules going to be available online? Yes, that's going to be the ccaucusnj.gov/roads. Okay, we are on Aquarium Drive. We do not have alternate access.
Yeah, the Aquarium Drive, there is access through every single phase. We're utilizing either Hearts or Enterprise Avenue South. So all the back entrances will have some way to get back down there. So
is that going to be slide one, two, or three, Scott?
Let's go through all phase. So phase one, you can see.
Hold on 1 second. It's just going to take a second to load. These are pretty big files to render.
So to get to Aquarium Drive in phase one, Enterprise Avenue South is open. So you can access it through County Avenue and head down that way. Go to phase two. Now phase two, you would have to access Hearts Way off of Meadowlands Parkway. And once you get to the end there, there'll be alternating traffic that will let you through that portion back onto Metro, which will then allow you to go to Aquarium Drive. And then phase three, you can just come off of Meadowlands Parkway, go right down Enterprise Avenue South.
And so just to be clear, currently at the Equinox facility where they put the gate up, there's no access. We spoke to Equinix. They're going to give us the permission to utilize that so you can access Metro Way through Hearts Way and come in through the gate. So that gate will be open during the days of these phases.
Okay. Next question. Can we get into Metro Way from County Road?
No.
No, that's going to be currently a one-way out. We're going to have access again through Hearts Way. That's going to be a one-way in and kind of one-way out through Metro Way.
Okay. I'm on 50 Hearts, Old Gucci Building. How will we be able to access our loading dock through phase one? Let me get that
back. Sure.
Okay, 50 Hearts.
That's the Old Gucci Building in the corner of Hearts and American Way.
That's the one it's north of Seacorpus Road.
Correct. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, you'll be able to get go down American Way. That slash is what we're calling a soft closure. So there'll be signs saying it's closed, but you'll still be able to access it. It's only the red area where you will not be able to go through.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other Q&A, but I do have another hand raised, so I'm going to bring in. Okay, actually, the person with the hand raised just asked a question. During phase three, will UPS be able to access Sinvalco Road?
Let's pull that up.
Phase not through county.
Sorry, hold on 1 second.
Oh, that's phase three.
Well, they can access. Yes, I mean they
Emerson
can.
Lane.
Yes, they can go through Emerson, but they will not be able to go to Seacaucus Road.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a few more hands raised, so I'm going to allow them to talk. Okay, Joseph, this is going to be you coming in.
Joseph, you're muted.
Yeah, I just asked a question for UPS on if we'll be able to access the Valco Road.
Does that make sense for you, Joseph? You'll be able to
Yeah, the only concern is going to be we have some over-the-road guys that we're going to have to figure out how to redirect that way.
Yeah, because they're going to probably come off 15X. Ideally, it would be great to have them go right through Meadowlands Parkway, but that would just take a tremendous amount of coordination and signage there.
Yeah, plus we have employees down there, but we'll be able to access them out to the other way. It's just the inbound. We can take our trucks off the road. It's just going to be the over-the-road guy.
Right, and that's going to be a Saturday, so hopefully the volume isn't as intense.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right. We have a few more questions came in and I have one more. So I'm going to allow the Mary, this is going to be you coming in to talk. And you're muted, Mary. sent you a notification. You can click that to unmute yourself. Okay, Mary, if you just want to type your question into the Q&A, or if you're having trouble with the Q&A, you can enter that into the chat. Okay, next question. Bottom line, will there be any in access to aquarium during the phases?
No. There will always be some type of way in. And again, we'll send you the maps of and let you know which phase is going to be implemented, which day. It's going to be a little bit of a maze, but there will always be access.
Okay. Can we access 555 Sea Caucus Road?
That's not on phase three, I believe.
Let me see, we pull that one up.
Working on, hang on 1 second. Phase three. So 555 is going to be.
That's the Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday is going to be completely inaccessible.
Okay. Then the concrete work will not limit access question.
It's our goal is to make any type of any inconvenience as minimal as possible. We're going to do our best to make sure we do not disrupt any access. As I said, we're going to utilize driveways, multiple driveways when we can. And if there are only one driveway access, we'll do half. And then and when we come back around to the other half.
Okay. Not seeing any other questions coming in. I guess last chance to click on the raise hand or submit a question. And I did send out that URL into the chat there. Okay. To get email updates, where do we register our email? That is going to be on seacaucusnj.gov/roads. By end of day tomorrow.
And John, I believe we are going to be posting this session as well, the recording. Yep.
So this will be up on the same URL. And the emails are just going to be a simple contact list. It's not going to be anything formal, but it will just be added to a distribution list for the engineers. What was the timeline again for these three phases?
So each phase again is supposed to be 1 day. So again, it's a paving schedule of 3 days. Each phase assumed 24 hours. Phase one and two weekdays. Phase three Saturday. We will send out an update. It's probably gonna be sometime in June. You will be getting email blasts to give you a better idea. Again, we just want to give you as much notice as possible to prepare for when these days actually do come.
All right, anyone else on Q&A or raising hand? Okay, I'm not seeing any other questions come in or any other hands raised.
Just real quick, John. This is it's Gary Jeffers, the town administrator. To kind of close it out, we've been working really hard on a lot of grants for our major roadways. You'll probably see that Meadowlands Parkway was done, Sea Caucus Road is being done, and we have we put in for Enterprise Avenue for hopefully next year. So it's an important area. We're doing our best. We know that there's headaches involved with so many businesses, but for the infrastructure to remain strong, there's just no way around it. So Boswell Engineering is excellent. Emilio's excellent, our contractor. Let us know if there's any issues as it progresses. Hopefully through the email chain, that'll be the best. If there is an issue beyond that, call our office. You know, call my office, the town administrator's office at Town Hall. Our main number here is 330-2008. It's a 201 area code that comes to my office and in the mayor's office area. And we'll work with everybody as best as we possibly can to get it done as expeditiously as we can and with as little pain as possible on any of the businesses, because we know that your business is important to the town. It's important to you. And we are by no means looking to interrupt that, or looking to interrupt it as minimally as possible.
A few more questions came in. They're pretty similar to things we've already answered. What are the dates for the phases? When is the project? What is the projected timeline for the work to start? So I think that's been answered a few times. We're looking at June. And again, monitor ccaucusnj.gov/roads. That's where you're going to get any updates to timelines. And that's where you're going to be able to register to get updated information pushed out to you. But for now, just keep that URL, and that's going to be your best place to get updated information. If I'm wrong about that, obviously someone that should be answering it can answer that. Any other questions? Any other one want to speak? Raise your hand before we shut it down.
I guess if there's none other,
yeah, we're not seeing any other. Okay. All right. So again, ccaucusnj.gov/roads. That's where you're going to be going for updates. This video will be on there probably by end of day tomorrow, along with the presentation or the plans. Okay. All right. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.